Welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. On Real Talk, we address issues that don't often make the mainstream of discussions, but are things that we should talk about. Today, I want to discuss the things we take for granted. This past week, I had a chance to go on a road trip. I live in Calgary, Alberta. Lots of mountains, lots of lakes. Got the chance to go out to a part of the country called Jasper. I took the time to reflect, and it dawned upon me how much we take for granted. Here are a couple of things. Nature. Nature has this expansive connection to us, an expansive offering of beauty, rugged terrain, ice, snow, water, trees, you name it. How often do we sit back and get a chance to realize how fantastic and amazing the nature around us is, and to appreciate what it contributes to our lives, to our livelihoods, and the things that we spend so much our time on? The places that we live, the water that we drink, the roads that we drive on, the houses and buildings that we live and work in and shop in. Just think of how much nature contributes to all of those things, and how often we miss that fact and are not therefore able to appreciate this significant contribution to our lives. We just keep motoring on as if it's not there, as if it doesn't contribute significantly, and in some cases, as if it's not important. Let's think about family and friends. I was spending the time with my family, and it dawned on me that it's not something that we do as often as we should. We miss the things, we miss our kids growing up, we miss what's important to them. We miss what they appreciate about the different things about us and about themselves. We miss the conversation, we miss the connection, we miss the connectivity, because we're so busy running the rat race and doing all the things that we deem important, which if we paused, we'll possibly realize that in some cases they are not as important as we've made them out to be. We've made our jobs and our social lives and social media and a range of other things way more important than our family and friends. And of course, there are many people are going to talk about, you know, some family and some friends we don't want to connect with. And that's true. But I never said it was blood relationships. I'm talking about the people who are in your space, who provide the things that you need and act in those ways that you have no choice but to call them family. And many times we take it for granted how important they are and what they contribute. And it's something that we need to pause and consider. I think we take love for granted. And I'm not just talking about romantic expressions. I'm talking about the ability for our hearts to be extended to people, extended to things, extended to a circumstance, where we can become vulnerable and uncover our emotions to feel, to care, to share. And often as we race around life, as we race around doing all these different things, we don't pause enough to realize that these elements of our lives are important. They're important to sustain our energy. They're important to validate our existence. They're important to contribute to the existence of others. Because at the end of the day, what is the world without all these elements, including the love that we can extend to an animal, the love that we can extend to our friends and family, the love that we can extend to a stranger? Exchanging a warm thought, providing a smile, providing some positive energy to get them through their day and their hardship and a situation that they might not have planned but came upon them unawares and really knocked them over. But here's another big one that I think we take for granted. Life. You know, as I drove and I did about 1,000 kilometers in 2 days, as I drove around, I realized how easy it is to think life and tomorrow and the next moment and the next day is guaranteed. Where we feel invincible. We feel that, okay, we have to meet the life expectancy that is quoted by the different statisticians. We are vulnerable, we are fragile people. There has to be a greater appreciation of life. And it dawned on me because this week I got a note from a former colleague of mine about another colleague who lost their husband. Young man, under 40 years old, in the prime of his life, you would say. But who knew that it was his time to go? And as I reflected, it dawned on me how often we just continue to live as if there's a guarantee provided to us. I think we take life. I think we take today. I think too often we take now, this very moment, for granted. So here are some things that I think we should do more. Real talk. I think we should take a break more often. Through this recent COVID-19 pandemic, it has dawned on me that many of the things that we have highlighted and hyped up as important weren't so important after all. So take a break. I think it's important to get out. Walk, ride, drive. Get outside and see the beauty of God's creation and the power of nature and all that it contributes to us in its different ways. And when you get out there, use the chance to think, use the chance to breathe, use the chance to connect with yourself and all that is around you. And most importantly, I think it is critical to give thanks. As Coffee say in her little tune, gratitude is a must. More of us need to express gratitude for all these things that we take for granted. That's the talk from Real Talk today. Time is up. Gotta go. If you like this podcast, share it, please. Download the Podbean app and share a comment. That would be appreciated. And of course, until next time, as always, stay safe, stay positive, no matter what.